It's time for The Milkman of St. Gaff's, starring Howie the Milkman.
Call me Howie. I'm a milkman here on the island of St. Gaff's. I didn't exactly come here to avoid the war, though it sounded awful with all those trenches and barbed wire. There are other reasons that maybe aren't fit to tell about right off. I'd only been a milkman a couple of weeks when I did my first interrogation. It didn't go too well. You might be wondering why a milkman was interrogating one of his customers. It all had to do with the new boss, Corwin. The story really begins when Corwin arrived.
I must ask you now to go above and beyond your station as milkmen, noble as that station is, and to become the eyes and ears the police cannot be. Milkmen are everywhere.
I sprayed every little nook and cranny, every pipe for the flies. I watched the things die, but still they kept coming. The air was thick with them, rubbing against my skin like a carpet, the buzzing in my ears. They were landing on me, expelling their acid and trying to digest me. I knew they were. The sprayer was empty. I surrendered. The world went black, buzzing, close, hot. I felt I'd been swallowed, and I was crawling in the blackness through a tunnel. They were talking, laughing, milling about with glasses of champagne. Today, Mr. Greenwood wasn't there, but she was. His daughter. With her raven black hair, smooth as silk, she was cutting thorns off a rosebush. I stood and watched her clipping away. She moved like a poem in a book. I just sort of wandered down to the pier. I was pretty surprised to see Mr. Pyman tied to a post by the ferry dock. His hands were tied with thick ropes, and he still had a gag in his mouth. When I walked past, he sort of yelled as best he could, which scared me. But I guess traders have it coming to them.